You said Buddhism has to go into the bedrooms of the people.
Yes.
So what else should we do?
Again, what one person said in one of the interviews, he was asking, what is Buddhism doing about global warming, inequality, poverty, exploitation, say of gays or other minority communities? They say that Buddhism should also become more involved in those issues, not in an aggressive way, but in a compassionate way. It's part of our duty to care for the society in which we live. And as one Buddhist politician in Australia told me, he said, Buddhism has an enormous amount to offer to the political process, but most politicians think that Buddhists are far too passive to worry about, that we are inoffensive and therefore ineffectual and we can be ignored. And that's a great shame, because what Buddhism can offer in things like conflict resolution, forgiveness, and the way that wisdom and compassion is used in our world is enormous. And so I think it's up to us not just to teach the people who come to our temples, but to take the message not just into the bedrooms, but into the boardrooms, into the parliament buildings, into the cabinet rooms, into the places where decisions are made which affect the lives of all the people in our world. We have a beautiful message of peace and forgiveness. We've been doing this for 25 centuries, living peaceful lives, learning how to forgive, having strategies to solve the hatred which is within peoples, to take down the boundaries and barriers between people. We've done this for 25 centuries so successfully, and now we really should share our great resources to the peoples whose decisions can create wars or peace, prosperity or poverty in our planet. It's our duty to do this, and something which we should do. And once we do that, we'll get the greater respect of the people in the countries in which we live. Okay. So, we're going to start.